Sustainability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
A couch in that room, there was a wooden bench that was suspended from the ceiling by ropes, and that bench was actually swinging on its own, not just a little bit, but I mean, it was swaying really well.
Whoa.
And then I watched it for about 5 minutes, and then it just went to a complete stop. It didn't slowly stop. It went to a complete stop. So I immediately jumped into investigator mode, thinking what could be causing this, the swing to be moving. Could it be airflow? Could it be the HVAC? Could it be something? And I couldn't figure it out. I sat down on the swing myself, and I was trying to swing it back and forth, and just my weight alone wasn't enough to put the tension enough on the ropes from that suspended from the ceilings to make them ropes creak. So whatever the spirit was sitting on that swing had enough weight that weighed more than I did to actually make that ropes creak as that swing was swaying back and forth.
So
that was... That was really interesting.
I didn't even know there was a weight. I mean, you assume there's some type of weight to a spirit, but that makes it even creepier, kind of, if there's enough.
Well, you got to think, you know, when you hear the footsteps going across floors, you know, must be some type of weight to it to make the floorboards creak
yeah.
and stomping. So there, it's energy's got some type of mass, some type of weight to it.
Sure. Sean, what about you? What is there ever been something you've seen where it has absolutely freaked you out so bad it almost made you not want to do this?
I don't think I've ever had that happen. Certainly, you feel uncomfortable when something happens because, you know, you don't. It's the fear of the unknown.
Sure.
But I've never had anything happen quite that, I guess, in that situation where I wanted to run away or anything like that.
Okay.
I have had some experiences, a couple of them, I guess. One of them wasn't when I was investigating yet. This was back in the late 90s, something I saw. I was actually helping my brother-in-law at one of our local grocery stores and just filling shelves and stuff like that. And we went back to the back stockroom area, and there was nobody back there. And we were folding up cardboard boxes and putting them in a baler. And so we're facing each other, if you can kind of picture this, and
sure. And
picking up boxes, putting them in there. And I kind of stopped for a moment, and something made me look over toward. It was a kind of an open hallway that came off the sales floor. And I could see something white in the air, kind of like almost like a TV screen, it looked like, you know, where the old TV screen would get a fuzzy white background.
Sure.
And it started forming more and more. And I'm staring at this thing, and I'm like, what is this? You know, I mean, I'm probably standing there with my mouth hanging open a little bit. And it starts forming into what looked like the height of a person, and it was just the head, neck, and shoulders, and nothing else below it, and there was no visible features. It was just plain. It was just white. And while this is happening, I look over at my brother-in-law because I was going to get his attention, and he's already staring over there too with his mouth hanging open. So we're both seeing the same thing. It probably was there another 5-10 seconds, and then it just kind of slowly dissolved away.
So what is that? What was that?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think it was a spirit.
Right.
But because, at the time when this happened in the late 90s, it was a few years later, I wrote a story and put it on our website about what happened to me there. And I went ahead and got some emails back from people. And lo and behold, there was a person that answered me back, and they said, you think it's my uncle. And I'm like, well, who knows? You know, it's hard to say. And their story was that he had been working in that store about 2 years earlier. He worked for the grocery store. And he had a heart attack in that same exact area in that stockroom and died.
Wow.
So unbeknownst to me, I mean, I didn't know that. Could it be him? Yeah, it could have been, I guess. But, as far as proving it, that'd be pretty hard to do.
Jeez.
Very, 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 I can still see it clear in my mind, and it was very, very unusual, to say the least.
My guests are Sean Blaschka and Bill Boudry from the Wausau Paranormal Research Society. They are nice enough to spend their time with us here on a Friday night, on a freaky Friday night here at Nightlight. Sean, Bill was talking about something before the last break about how an apparition kind of attaches itself to you, or a spirit, I should say, and then becomes an apparition. Has that ever happened to you? I think that would be enough to say, I want no part of this anymore, but that's just me.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's certainly a concern of all our group members, and it's something we instruct them on when they become a group member. What we advise is people either say, before an investigation, say a prayer or do something ritualistically, to provide safety to them so that something doesn't come back with you. We also, as a group, usually make it known out loud, that, hey, you're not allowed to follow us back. You must stay here, and Whether these things work or not, I don't know. But some people wear a cross. Some people wear maybe, something that they feel protects them in some way.
So before, Bill said, you know, you have to be firm. You have to lay down ground rules for a spirit. And you don't want to make it mad. What happens if it's mad? What could a spirit do to you, realistically, in your opinions, you guys? Let's go to Bill, or let's go to Sean on this one.
Well, I mean, I've never had, in all the years I've been doing this, I've never had anything attack me or hurt me. I've read a lot about other cases, over the years, and most of the time, any injury that occurs on a case is due to your maybe being scared and fumbling and falling down and hurting yourself that way.
Okay.
What could it do to you? I don't know. I mean, I was on a case of our old Rogers Theater in Wausau years ago, and I was doing EVP in the basement, and I'm just bringing this up because in that case, when I listened to the EVP later, it made a statement that was kind of threatening.
What is EVP, real quick, Sean? What does that stand for?
EVP stands for electronic voice phenomena.
Okay.
It's just a fancy name for, what we do is you use a regular recorder, any type of recorder.
Okay.
And you go to a purported haunted location, you ask questions, leave long pauses in between for any replies or answers back, and when you listen back to that footage, you amplify, usually use headphones, and sometimes you have responses.
Wow.
Yet you did not hear. That's the thing with EVP. You're not going to hear it with your own ears while you're recording. If you hear answer you while you're recording, that's something different. That would be more like a disembodied voice.
that just sounds creepy, a disembodied voice. Okay, so Bill said before he had this apparition. He was in bed, and there was an apparition full body next to him. And, Bill, you made the joke that you had to change your underwear, and I assumed you meant not because it was a sexy apparition and you wanted to to woo them. But what is that? I don't know. I don't even know. That just blows my mind. Like, what is the spirit trying to say, do you think? Was it a woman? Was it a man? Was it someone whose bedroom that was?
No, I think it's just something that I picked up on a different investigation. There's so many different theories out there. Can spirits actually, is it a time traveler? Could it be something that's there and not? Did I bring it back? Nobody really knows. But one thing I do want to touch base on and kind of going
Bill,
back.
Hold that thought, okay? We got to do a very quick thing here, and then let's pick up with your thought when we come back. I'd love to keep you guys for a few more minutes just now that we're out of the woods with the technical issues. Okay, this is great. Sean Blaschka, Bill Boudreau, you're here from the Wausau Paranormal Research Society. We'll have a few more minutes with them on Nightlight when we come back. This is Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to another Freaky Friday on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. We are talking paranormal with two guys who are in the throes of the paranormal community in Wausau. It's Sean Blaschka and Bill Boudry. They are members of the Wausau Paranormal Research Society, and they're here with us for a couple more minutes. Bill, you were in the middle of saying something. Please continue.
No, basically you asked before a question, what will happen if you make a ghost mad? And what we try to do as a team is never provoke when we're doing an investigation at someone's house. We try to be respectful because what you're dealing with, like I said before, they're not malicious. It's not evil. They're not demonic like a lot of the TV shows try to embellish. What you're dealing with is a person that passed on. So if you lean towards being respectful, because when we leave, that family or that business still has to reside at that location. And so we don't want to antagonize and make situations and may have the activity get worse for them.
Sure.
So that is one of the main reasons you have to be very careful.
Let's
allow people into your home.
For sure. Sean, before you said you haven't seen anything that would make you not want to do this, you haven't seen anything that's completely freaked you out to the point where you're never doing this again. What would it take to do that? Does your imagination ever start going where you go, well, if I see that, I'm done?
No, not really. I mean, I think what happens is, I know it's kind of hard to understand, but when something happens, it's unsettling sometimes, or it's uncomfortable, but right away you jump into kind of investigative mode. It's like, what's happening? Why is this happening? Where is this coming from? You're so much involved in trying to figure out what's happening that you really don't get that scared.
Okay.
I don't know. That's the best way I can answer that. But,
well, what if there was something like Bill just said that you've never encountered anything that was like demonic? What if you did encounter something that was like obviously some type of evil spirit? Not everybody was good when they left this world, right?
Right. And see, to me, I'm not saying there isn't any demonic type activity. I'm certain that there is cases like that, but I think a good majority of them people think are demonic are really just like you said, a bad spirit. You could have been a very bad person in life, not a very likable or person, or maybe just a very miserable personality. And I think it parallels when you pass that personality stays intact.
Yeah.
So, you may interpret that though as, hey, this is demonic or this is evil, when really it's just a person that was not a very nice person in life.
Yeah, right. Hey, guys, this was really fun tonight. Thanks for sticking with us through the technical issues we had. You both do really interesting stuff, and I hope you'll come back sometime. This was really fun Freaky Friday talk.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Have a great night, guys, and stay safe out there. For the love of God, stay safe what you're doing. All right, have a great night. That's Sean Blaschka and Bill Boudry from the Wausau Paranormal Research Society. They are on the web. Check out what they do. It's pretty interesting stuff. It is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 8:35. Cindy has been trying to get a hold of us. She says she has a great ghost story. So if we can keep that under a couple of minutes, I think we could take that call if Cindy wants to give us a call. The more I talk to people like this, I do appreciate their passion for what they're investigating. I think it's really fascinating to me. But I think the second I woke up in bed next to an apparition, boy, that would be it for me. I think I would be done, and I would probably learn how to play chess or run a marathon. Get a new hobby is what I would do. It is Freaky Friday. It is Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35. That's just about 10 minutes away with new music, and she's got some good ones tonight. And we do have Cindy. Cindy, how are you?
Good, and I have a story because those people are in Wausau. I was born and raised in Antigo.
Okay.
And my dad, when I was like 8 years old, bought a big old farmhouse that was built by the Skarluka family.
I'm already scared.
The elderly Skarluka man died in the house. Oh, he never left. We lived there for, 10, 12 years. We had rocking chairs that would rock. We would have lights going on and off at night.
We would have
doors opening and closing. And I would actually, I don't know, for some reason attached to me, but I would see this in many different forms. And one time I had a girlfriend staying overnight, and we were both sleeping in the same bed, and I sat up in the middle of the night, and there was this thing, it looked like a cousin it, sitting at the edge of the bed. And I sat up and I said to my friend, she had long dark hair, I said, Lynn, are you sitting at the edge of the bed? And she moved, so she was alongside of me. She said, no, I'm right here. So I laid back down, never thought of it. And when we woke up the next morning, there was an impression on the bed where that thing was sitting about the size of a basketball.
What?
I mean, we put up with it. Yeah. We lived with this ghost for, like I said, a lot of years, never had any issues with it other than it doing its little strange things. But even before we bought the house, I remember my sister riding on the school bus coming home from school. And she was telling a couple guys where because we had just moved there, and she was new, so obviously they're trying to get to know her. And she told me, she said, oh, my God, you live in that house? We broke in there one night, and something chased us out of that house, and we would never step foot back in it again. So whatever it was defending the house. So it was a wild story.
Oh, my gosh. How old were you when that was happening, Cindy?
I was 8 years old, nine. Well, we moved in when I was eight. I was there till I was 18. So 10 years I lived with this ghost, and it was not an evil ghost, but it did make its presence known.
That's horrible.
And then we moved out of the house, and another family moved in, and then they moved out, and then a young couple moved in, and the ghost must not have liked these people because the house mysteriously burned to the ground.
Oh, my gosh. I think you got a screenplay on your hands there, Cindy. That's horrible. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us tonight. Have a great night stay safe.
You too.
All right.
Yep.
And then Cindy goes to college, and she needs to get like a suite because the apparition attached itself to her. That's awful. All right. It's Bar Band Friday night. We're going to switch gears. I'm tired of the scary talk. We're going to turn to some music with Terry Barr, who's about to join us. Always fun when Terry's here. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump on the campaign trail and with some of his strongest anti-migrant language he's used.
They come from the dungeons, think of that, the dungeons of the third world, from prisons and jails, insane asylums and mental institutions.
He was in Aurora, Colorado, where he promised to use a 1798 law to deport more people. A senior aide to Vice President Kamala Harris tells ABC the campaign will release a report with details about her health and mental history, saying they'll conclude she has the stamina and mental sharpness to serve as president, as they try to contrast former President Trump, who would be the oldest president to ever complete a term if he's elected and serves 4 years. Right now, there are 1.8 million power outages in Florida as the cleanup continues from Hurricane Milton. President Biden will visit Florida on Sunday to survey the damage. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It's the Bucks and the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks getting ready to host the Chicago Bulls Monday night. Milwaukee still looking for their first win in the preseason. They're 0-2. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers playing at Rutgers today. We'll have a recap of the game coming up tonight. NFL, Packers placing tight end Luke Musgrave on injured reserve. He'll be out at least 4 weeks due to an ankle injury. The Packers hosting the Cardinals tomorrow. And wide receiver Romeo Doubs spoke to reporters for the first time since he was suspended last weekend for one game. Doubs did not want to go into details, but said it was a personal struggle. Has he been in contact with his family?
Yes, I got the family together again. I said there were some things going on off the field. So as far as just the organization, staff, players, there's nothing going on. So I just want to make myself clear there. But again, if we're just talking about the moment, I'm just thankful that I'm still here. It's a great staff, great players, great support. So
that's Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of showers. We'll see a high near 55. Showers likely tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Showers on Sunday with a high around 47 and winds out of the north up to 25 miles per hour. For Monday, showers are likely with highs of 45.
It's 39 at our studios.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Apparently sensing an existential threat to their power, Idaho GOP leaders are pulling every lever to defeat an open primaries and ranked choice voting citizen initiative. The measure would allow over 275,000 independent voters to have their voices heard in primaries and offer more choices to voters. Proposition 1 would repeal a 2023 law prohibiting ranked choice voting in Idaho, establish a top four open primary system, and use ranked choice voting to ensure the winner among the four candidates receives a 50% plus one majority. Over 97,000 qualifying signatures were delivered in July. Since then, the state attorney general filed a suit to invalidate the signatures, claiming they misrepresented the proposition to voters. That suit was dismissed. Then, Secretary of State Phil McCrane quoted a scare tactic cost of $25 to $40 million to implement ranked choice voting, citing the replacement of the state's ballot tabulators. Idahoans for Open Primary cites the state of Maine's implementation for less than half a million dollars. Governor Brad Little publicly opposed it September 27th. Then October 1st, Republican House Speaker Mike Moyle told the Idaho Capital Sun that the legislature would likely amend or repeal the measure if voters approved it. Six other states, plus D.C., vote on similar measures in November. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go
yeah,
vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Nick Ramos, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. We'll talk about Christian nationalism's unholy war on democracy, plus an update on Wausau Mayor Doug Denny.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey! Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
That music can only mean one thing, but I still love the Bodines. And that Terry Barr is here. Terry, it's Bar Band Friday night, and it would not be a bar band without an actual bar such as yourself. So how are you tonight?
That's a good one, Pete.
Oh,
I'm good. How are you and Conrad doing this fine evening?
I can't speak for Conrad, but I'm doing very well. How are you doing, Conrad?
I'm doing good.
Okay. So we've established that. Conrad is good. If he says too much, that means he's not good because he's compensating. But when Conrad gives short answers, that means he's in
okay.
a great mood. So
that's awesome.
Great to have you here. It's Friday. This is fantastic. This is such a fun way to close down the week. My first question for you, Terry, is what have you done anything Halloweenish yet this year? Do you celebrate it? Do you get into it?
I don't know if I have to because my neighbors are all over the top with
it. Oh, boy.
Yeah, huge skeletons, huge those blow-up things that, you know, they blow up at night when the light or the sun goes down. So you can hear those, and it's almost too much. So I don't really feel like I need to do anything. I will do trick-or-treating with the neighborhood kids, though. That's super fun.
Yeah, that is. I love that. When I see little kids coming up to the house in their costumes, you can't beat that. To me, that is what Halloween is all about, that, you know, childish fun. I the creepy stuff and the people that go too far really kind of freak me out a little bit. I have neighbors too that do that too. They put up the huge decorations. It looks like they have like 10 grand worth of decorations.
Oh yeah.
And they're like empty nesters. So I've kind of come around on that. I think that's kind of cool that they keep that vibrant, youthful love of Halloween, even though the decorations are a bit ostentatious.
Does that mean you guys don't decorate either? You don't have to because they're taking care of it for you?
Yeah, sure. I think like in the past, I never wanted my kids to be crazy Halloween kids. You know, they would dress up. We'd trick or treat. Sure. But we'd put like a fake pumpkin out, maybe one witch on a broom. Well, that was about it. It was nothing crazy. But I've got nothing against people that do it. I think the enthusiasm for any holiday within reason is fun.
Well, and, oh, boy, this is probably more than 10 years ago. My husband did four pumpkins, and each one had a different Kiss band member's face carved in. But he got so about it that he said, okay, that's it. I'm done.
Wait, what did he get, like, what do you mean, like carpal tunnel from trying to carve
it? Angst because he wanted them to be so good, but he was carving so intricate and pieces were falling off and he was getting so mad. And I just said, oh, brother.
That's hilarious. Well, you got to appreciate his dedication to the,
absolutely.
To the holiday. This just gets more fun every week. I love that you're bringing a couple songs now because that's really fun. And we get two different styles typically, or at least that's how you've been doing this. So tell us first about the Lords of the Trident, Lords of the Trident, and their song Dance of Control. But tell us about the band first.
Well, this is a fascinating story. Again, a bunch of guys that met years ago, and they have held this band together. And if you look at their early music, they've never been not good, but they continue to get better and better and better. They travel the country and play these big metal festivals.
Okay.
And here's what happened recently. There was a movie made called A Time to Die. It's a horror comedy. And it's playing this weekend at the Sawdust City Fright Festival in Oshkosh. But most of the soundtrack has been written by the guys in the band, Lords of the Trident. And the song that you and I are going to listen to and share with everyone, Dance of Control, is one of those that got screams and applause when it was played during the movie when it premiered in Madison last year.
Oh, so is that the thing you went to? Is that the premiere you went to that you had a small part in the movie?
I had a little itty bitty part, yes.
Oh.
But I didn't know until the movie was playing that the Lords of the Trident, this Madison-based band, was the main soundtrack for the film. And it totally makes sense when you think of horror comedy and you listen to a song like this. And these guys, even though they're hard and heavy and metal in that traditional word, they don't take themselves seriously at all. They're just really terrific musicians. And I think they're pretty happy to show off their how well they can play.
Certainly their guitar playing, that solo that starts the song, is incredible. And they're the perfect band actually to have on the show tonight on a Friday leading up to Halloween, because the video is kind of has a like a churchy, I don't know, it's got a really kind of Halloween feel to it.
Yeah, Yeah. The lead singer, his name is Ty Christian. He is actually on tour right now with an off-Broadway play that is touring around the entire country. And it's based on some kids' cartoon of which I cannot remember the name. But how cool for this metal guy to be voicing the main character in a kids' cartoon that is now a musical.
Right. That's great. And a nice change of pace, too, I'm sure, for him.
Yeah.
All right, so let's hear our first song tonight. This is Lords of the Trident singing Dance of Control. We'll be right back.
Are you still with me? Do you think Conrad's grandmother is still listening?
She's probably tapping her toe along with the music.
I hope so.
Man, those guys bring it. I got to be honest. I'm going to be very honest here. Sometimes guitar solos take me out of it. I'm listening to this great song, and it's so fun, and then they break into a seven-minute guitar solo, and it's all about the guitar solo. But in this song, but sometimes they just work, and in this song, that was great. It totally complements the lyrics, and it's phenomenal. Really fun song.
And he's so good. And he had like three little solos throughout that entire song. But yeah, I agree with you. They fit in the right places. And if you see the song with the film that we were talking about, A Time to Die, it's perfect. Oh, and it wasn't written for the film. It just happened to be that the way they worked it out, Bob, the director-producer, wanted a local band to be the star as far as the music in the film, and this was perfection.
That's so great. Are they on Max Inc. tomorrow night, or is the next artist?
They are not. In fact, we do not have a brand new live in the lair.
Oh, okay.
Rocker is out celebrating his anniversary, so the nice guy gave up the rest of us the lair off. We do have a show from 6 to 9 that it's live, but then the live lair is not live. There's the secret.
Well, you guys deserve a break, too. That's fun. But but you can see these guys at the, what is it, Sawdust City Festival in Oshkosh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sawdust City Fright Festival in Oshkosh. And I know once Ty gets back from his off-Broadway run, they will be out and about playing everywhere because that's what they like to do.
That's fantastic. Okay, very cool. So now, in keeping with tradition for the last few weeks, we have another artist too, which I love. Tell us a little bit about Bob Balsley, and then when we come back, we'll play his song.
Okay. Oh, I love this so much. Okay, Bob is now 76 years old.
What?
He's based in Green Bay, but he has traveled the world as a musician, and in part because Gibson Guitars, brand name, big guitar maker, he didn't necessarily work for them, but they made him a guitar years ago, and he traveled the world in honor of Gibson and played concerts all over the world. And here he is now. He's in Green Bay. He gives guitar lessons. He still does shows whenever he gets the opportunity. And the other part that I can tell you maybe after the break and about the song is something that was recently done for him in his honor of all the musicians he's taught and is very good friends with.
Well, that sounds fantastic. I love that he's in Green Bay. I'd love to have him come in and play live sometime, too.
Oh, he should. You would love it.
I love both songs that you shared. Okay, so that's coming up next. We'll hear from Bob Balsley, one of Terry's favorites, and based right here in Northeast Wisconsin. It is a bar band night, bar band Friday night here, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr is here, and we have more with Terry and a brand new song coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We're back on a bar band Friday night with our very good friend Terry Barr, who joins us every Friday and brings us new music and sparkling conversation. It's so funny when we go to a break, Terry, and then you're part of the break as well. You are all over.
Oh dear, sorry
all
about
over
that.
The network. No,
too
you're
much there.
Like the most valuable player. It's fantastic. Okay, so you told us a little bit about Bob Balsley before the break, and
yes,
and there's more.
There is more, and in fact, if you heard that promotion for our new Wisco Weekend show,
yeah,
Bob's entire story is going to be part of that show this weekend, Saturday at 8, and then Sunday at 11 on WISS in Oshkosh, WGBW in Green Bay. And I asked him to do this because this weekend is also Universal Music Day. And I said to Bob, music just makes you so happy and has been part of your life so long. And he informed me that, yes, he learned to play guitar when he was 4 years old. He started to teach other people how to play when he was 11 years old. And then as soon as he was done with school, that's when he started traveling the world and playing Gibson guitars all over the world. He figures he has gone around the world. I don't know. He had some kind of number, but like 3 or 4 times, basically.
Wow. That is incredible. And now he's in Green Bay.
He's in Green Bay. He's a Wisconsin guy, born and raised in Madison. His family had a cabin in Door County, and he fell in love with Green Bay. So that was where he decided to basically plant his roots. And the song that we are going to hear, I think, I don't know if you and Conrad chose it together.
Yeah.
But he wrote this, again, he's 76, and he only wrote this a short time ago as part of a tribute show that fellow musicians from all around the Midwest came in and played in his honor. They played Bob Balsley's music for Bob as he sat in the audience and listened. Yeah,
that
two sold-out
cool.
shows.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that wonderful?
Well, let's hear from Bob right now. And this Bob will help us close the week down a little bit here. I love that, too. The song is called In My Life by Bob Balsley, brought to us by Terry Barr on a Bar Band Friday night.
In my life, I'm so glad that I knew you and all the things you helped me through. In my life, in my life, I could never ask for more. Every time you open doors, in my life, and so it goes as time closes in the places we have been. I do it all again in my life. Never could have found the way, said the things I had to say, gotten through another day. I'm so happy that you'll stay in my life. And so it goes, as time closes in, the places we've been. I do it all again in my life. I could have never found the way, said the things I had to say, gotten through another day. I'm so happy that you'll stay in my
song.
Oh,
very sweet. Wow.
Yeah,
he's a very young sounding voice.
Yeah, and he's got a rock star look still.
Does he?
That's fantastic. it's great.
Well, I can't thank you enough, Terry. Once again, you've introduced me to two new musicians I did not know existed before you came on Nightlight for Bar Band Friday Night. This is so much fun.
And boy, can we take them in two different directions.
Yeah,
sure,
that's
did.
Okay. That's part of the fun, I think. So, yeah, keep up the great work. This is fun as always.
Thank you
so much.
You guys have a great weekend. All the listeners, too. Thank you.
Enjoy your night off tomorrow. Okay. That's finally a night off for Terry Barr. thank you, everybody. Thank you to Terry Barr. Thank you to Sean Blaschka and Bill Boudry for being part of Freaky Friday. And Terry Barr, obviously, for being part of Bar Band Friday Night. It wouldn't exist without her. Thank you to the lovable Conrad.
You're welcome.
Big plans this weekend?
Watching football.
All right, take it easy. Just pace yourself. Stretch out. Don't pull a hammy. All right, this is so great. We'll be back to do it again next week with another round of great guests and lots of fun here on Nightlight, and we hope you'll join us. Thank you for all your texts, and thanks, as always, for being part of the show. This is Pete Schwabe on behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad. Good night, Wisconsin.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by Will Ragland, Center for American Progress Action Fund's Vice President of Research. We're going to talk about Trump's failed record on manufacturing. Don't miss
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinee on Air with Jane Matinee. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump on the campaign trail and with some of his strongest anti-migrant language he's used.
They come from the dungeons, think of that, the dungeons of the third world, from prisons and jails and insane asylums and mental institutions.
He was in Aurora, Colorado, where he promised to use a 1798 law to deport more people. A senior aide to Vice President Kamala Harris tells ABC the campaign will release a report with details about her health and mental history, saying they'll conclude she has the stamina and mental sharpness to serve as president, as they try to contrast former President Trump, who would be the oldest president to ever complete a term if he's elected and serves 4 years. Right now, there are 1.8 million power outages in Florida as the cleanup continues from Hurricane Milton. President Biden will visit Florida on Sunday to survey the damage. This is ABC News. Texas man dropped a lawsuit after a settlement. He had sued friends of his ex-wife, claiming they had helped her obtain an abortion. And Marcus Silva said that assistance was tantamount to helping a murder. Two of the defendants countersued for invasion of privacy. They dropped their claims after the undisclosed settlement. DVD rental company Redbox is out of business, but the retailers that house the kiosks are having a tough time getting rid of them.
When Redbox filed for bankruptcy, it stranded more than 24,000 DVD vending machines at stores across the country. These kiosks, which once held more than 600 DVDs each, now pose safety hazards, clog remodeling plans, and require bankruptcy court permission to remove. Just getting them out can be costly and complex. Some are hardwired into electrical systems, bolted into concrete. Most kiosks will be sold for scrap, but a few could find new life as collector's items or even repurposed for other uses like cannabis vending.
That's ABC's Dave Packer. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Will White Schoolhouse behind is the birthplace of the Republican Party. Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes. I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They've endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show. Some group.